we're just continuing to work. You know, we got a whole new opponent this week. It's a new game, and so we're just trying to continue to improve in all aspects. You know, we're doing a good job of moving the ball at times. We're not finishing drives quite like we wanted to, so emphasis there on being able to finish drives. But there are some things that we're doing well. We can build off those and improve on some of the ones we're not doing as well.
Peyton, you finished a few more drives. Do you feel like that would open up the run game a little bit? The defenses would have to lay back a little bit more?
Yeah, well, I think, finishing drives just it helps a lot, right? It's, it's a difference of scoring touchdowns and as opposed to settling for field goals, or certainly when you turn it over down there, you get no points. So it's just kind of what we need to do a better job of. Like I said, it'd be one thing if we weren't getting down there at all and had zero chance, but we are, moving the ball down there and making some good plays. We're having more explosive plays, some bigger pass plays to get down there, and some chunks. Emmanuel had a couple long plays the other day. Benny had a nice one. You just want to be able to capitalize on those big plays with touchdowns.
Peyton, since you've been here, you've always had really good third and fourth options, whether it's Welker, Julius Thomas. The ball's going a lot to Sanders and Demarius. Is that what, in some ways, this offense is missing, good third or fourth options for you?
Oh, I don't think so. I feel, certainly DT and Emmanuel are making a lot of plays, and there's no question there's a lot of plays that are designed to get the ball to them. That's no secret, and that's coming in from the coaches. But I think like I said, Benny has made a lot of plays. Jordan had, we didn't convert a lot of third downs the other day, but the couple we converted both went to Norwood on two blitzes where he and I were on the same page. And then Owen, I didn't get him as involved. I didn't get him involved last week, but he's made big plays down the red zone for us. So any game could be anybody's day, but we're certainly looking to spread the ball around, keep defenses from keying on any particular guys. But I feel we have good options.
Peyton, you've always said that every interception has a story.
Right.
Are you surprised at the number you had, and are they correctable mistakes when you look back?
Yeah, I certainly believe they are. Some of just been, poor decisions. A couple of them have been bad luck. Regardless, I need to eliminate them, and be a great week to do that this week.
Peyton, we haven't seen you with the glove lately. Any revelation there that you've come up with or conclusion on?
I'm officially done talking about it. I'm disappointed. When's the last time I've worn it? Did I wear it last week, week before?
3 weeks ago.
Based on what? You've been studying old film or?
I'm relying on the memory.
Are you? But you're just asking about me now. You're asking,
yeah.
So
I meant to.
Yeah, it's a fit. That's good. I'm gonna remember that one. I feel like you've missed the statute of limitations, so I'm officially done.
In terms of consistency, you look at Brandon McManus last year to this year. What have you seen differently?
Allie, I don't know. That's the question, a great question for him, I think. He's just kicking great, doing great on kickoffs, and he's kicking with a lot of confidence. And so I'm not going to speak for him. I just know he's doing a heck of a job, and really glad he's on our team.
You're 5-0. You got to be happy about that. But, the turnovers, do you get frustrated? Are you angry right now? Are you pretty calm? Trying to stay cool in this
We're just determined to try to keep getting better. That's what we're trying to do. That's what you try to do every single week, regardless of your record. And that's what we'll continue to do. And it starts with, the practice field and taking the things that you work on in practice and apply them to the game.
Peyton, away from the X's and O's a little bit, what do you think of your older brother's TV gigs?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, I've enjoyed, I don't get to see it live, but I get the get to watch it the replays, and Vaughn had a good time doing it, it seems like the guys that he's interviewing have enjoyed doing it, and I think it's funny.
Is you? He the funniest, Manny?
What's that?
Is he the funniest one?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Always has been. Always has been. And it's what he's. He's always had that quick wit and humor, and he's getting a chance to do it. So I know he's enjoying it. I know he's enjoying doing it, which I'm happy for him for that.
Didn't he used to impersonate you?
What's that?
Didn't he used to impersonate you when you were in college?
People thought he was. No, sometimes people would mistake, they would think he was me, and he wouldn't correct them, you know. He'd use it a little bit, you know. So, yeah, you know, out and about, yeah. So.
He'd just roll with it?
So, yeah, you know, why not, you know. So, yeah, it's sure did, a long time ago.
It's the Browns. What kind of relationship do you have with Haslam? Do you speak often, ever?
You know, I mean, obviously I've known, you know, the Haslam family for going on 20 years now, right, since they're great supporters of the University of Tennessee, and that's been, you know, what my connection and relationship was. I'm very, you know, close with you know, Mr. Haslam, the kind of the patriarch of the family who played at Tennessee. We share a bond there, both, you know, former players there, and have great love and, you know, pride in the university. And, of course, you know, Jimmy Haslam, who owns the Browns, is a great Tennessee Volunteer as well. So there's a great connection there, and we both have a real passion for the university, and both have a real thirst to get, you know, University of Tennessee football, you know, back going again. And when we do talk, which is not, you know, very often, you know, especially in season, though, it's about usually about Tennessee football and kind of, you know, how we're doing. So, but I've enjoyed having that relationship with him, because we have a lot in common about our love for, you know, the University of Tennessee.
Peyton, you brought up University of Tennessee. You swear you're retired,
right.
Resigns, whatever he's calling it.
Right.
You have some memories of Steve.
Well, I mean, golly, what an unbelievable you know, player, coach. I don't know if there's nobody that's ever done it better, right? You know, if there's ever going to be a college Hall of Famer to go in as a player and a coach, I don't think there is one. Bobby Dodd, maybe. I mean, my dad's very involved, but Steve Spurrier should be the first, right? That he was every bit the great college quarterback and has been just an unbelievable college coach. So I think that statement alone, if that, you know, could happen, speaks for it all, just how successful he's been. And doesn't always happen, right? Sometimes maybe a so-so player and a great coach, or a great player and a so-so coach. He was a great college player and a great coach, and you know, to do it at three different programs, right? I mean, it's, to me, that kind of speaks for it as well. It wasn't just the players at that school or whatnot. It was him at the three places: Duke and Florida and South Carolina. So I'm glad to hear that he's not retiring, and I probably feel sorry if he said he might take a high school job for whoever he's playing against. I think he'd be hard to stop.
Well, you guys, time for two more, please.
He's given you the needle, or Tennessee the needle in the past. You know, that ever bother you then?
Oh, you know, no. I mean, like I said, I mean, I just, I have great respect for him as a coach. You know, for the job that he's done, and he's a true legend.
You have so much reverence towards Tennessee and so much loyalty. You speak of it often. If you could turn back the clock and you could only lead one team to a title, would it be an NFL team or the Volunteers?
Hey, this is a deep question. Yeah. Wednesday before the bye week. I have led one team, you know, to a title, so it's I don't know. I don't have a great answer. I guess I guess most people like to do it, you know, at all levels of every team they play for. And, you know, I think you'd love to win 4 national championships in college and 18 Super Bowls if you did. So,
yeah, that'd be a good run.
Yeah, be a good run. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank you.